Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Are you ready?
KFNC, Mont Belvieu, Houston.
You all know exactly who I am.
ESPN 97.5, a Gao Media station. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, one in the books, two to go. Still 2 hours of the big show. Please join us, won't you? 713-780-3776. Give us a call, give us a text, tweet us. If your phone number ends in 2110, don't do any of the above because you're an idiot and you're not going to get your stuff right on the air.
Meow. I watched... Hey, shout out to Demetrius. Did you use the CD he had made?
Not yet.
Okay.
But I have it.
So he sent us the care package, and I gotta give him a big-time shout-out. In the clutch, he is the man. So I watched Endgame, the Avengers Endgame movie. Mm-hmm. Didn't like it.
Oh.
Didn't like it. It felt like, I don't know. It was okay, but everybody was freaking out about it. First of all, everyone said I was going to cry.
Okay.
Didn't cry.
And you're a crier.
And I'm a crier. Daddy got his man card. And maybe it was because I was watching it by myself and whatnot, and it wasn't, I don't know. I'm guessing, the full theatrical experience with, friends or whatever, that it might be different with the emotion, but I was just, I don't know, maybe I'm dead inside now. Who knows? I thought it was okay.
Nick would call that progress.
It wasn't, what, that I didn't
you
cry?
You were dead inside.
Oh, yeah.
It's half the battle.
Exactly. One other thing I wanted to say, and I won't even tell my other story about the bikers. We didn't get to that, but that's okay. Chance the Rapper is the hero we need.
Why?
He tweeted Wendy's. Did you see this?
No.
He tweets Wendy's and says, hey, somebody tell Wendy's to bring back the spicy nuggets. And they are legit good. Wendy's spicy nuggets.
Okay.
So Wendy's says, if we get 2 million likes, we'll bring them back. They're at 2.1 million last time I checked.
Yeah, because there's that commercial.
So they're bringing them back. And it's all thanks to Chance the Rapper.
That's awesome, because I saw the commercial in which they show, let's do a taste test. And they do whoever has spicy nuggets.
Yeah,
and they go,
no one else has them.
And then they go, let's get, and the boxes are empty. And the dude's like, what are you playing with me? Because no one else does them.
Yeah. So apparently they're bringing them back thanks to Chance. He was even going like, somebody was like, really? Does anyone like, am I the only one that doesn't like spicy nuggets or something like that? And Chance the Rapper responds to that dude was like, yep. that dude was like, oh my God, that's crazy. But yeah, shout out to
Wendy's social media is probably the most fun
by far
of all the fast food.
Salty.
Social medias. Whoever's running it does a really good job. Very humorous.
Yeah, funny and quick-witted, and you're right. Yep, for sure. Yeah,
they will roast the fire out of you, so. All right, that's all the non-sports stuff I wanted to get out of the way.
Okay.
Here's one more from Danny. He said, shout out to Barry. You mentioned to me to use a turf builder on my lawn this spring. Results are dope. My neighbors are jealous.
Shout out to Barry. Block Danny. Thank you. Okay.
If you could figure it out, you can block him.
All right. Remember you said that.
All right.
By the way, we are inviting you guys to take the day off and play a little round of golf with us, your favorite sports radio station, ESPN 97.5. We're throwing a little golf tournament, occasional invitational presented by Twin Peaks, benefiting ProVision. If you don't know about ProVision, look it up. It's Jeff Van Gundy's favorite charity. It is a great, great cause, doing a lot of great things for kids in this community. This year's tournament will take place Wednesday, June the 5th, 11:30 a.m. Wildcat Golf Club. Each golfer receives beverages, lunch from Texadelphia, dinner, a custom ESPN 97.5 Gust Buster umbrella, which is, by the way, the number one umbrella for all professional golf tours. It's pretty badass. And, of course, the 18 holes of golf. Register now, ESPN975.com. Looking forward to that. Should be a fun day on the links. So
should be fun. Too bad we can't play in it.
Yeah, we'll be broadcasting live, so you can stop by and rub in the fact that you guys are playing
golf. Oh, we will
golf.
Be there live.
I believe all shows will be broadcasting live. Those that are broadcasting during the close to the 11:30 tee off time to the completion of the round, i.e. us.
So the round's going to be over at 4?
No.
We can't get a late start in?
No, we'll never get it done in time.
Oh, come on. You never seen me golf.
I mean, if you want to do like, did you see that? That the guy
polo style,
Eric,
drive by with a car and whoosh, keep going.
Eric Burns, the old outfielder on MLB Network.
Yep.
He just recently broke the record for most golf holes played in 24 hours, 418.
Was he trying to break it?
He's trying to break the record.
Okay, so he was like, I can
do
this.
So he did this speed golf thing, but they said like, he broke the record with time to spare, so he kind of eased up after that and still got another, like, 18 holes in. And 418 holes in 24 hours.
Wow.
That's a lot.
That is a lot.
Yeah. So, yeah, if you want to play speed golf, we can try that. I was thinking we could tee off, but again, we could only play for, like, an hour, and then we got to go and...
Yeah, if we get done at 11:30, or start at 11:30, get done at 12:30.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe here's what we do. Just let Nick and Cody do the show.
That's
fine. You and I go play golf.
Sure.
Down with that?
I'm down with that.
Well, totally Cody's going to tell you he can do the show, and then he's going to figure out that his schedule says he's on SB Nation Radio, and then he's just going to bag out the day of the show.
Did that happen?
Monday.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah. Hey, guys, what's that booking site you guys promote to get a good rate for a hotel? BestHotelRates.com. BestHotelRates.com. That is the one. That's the play right there. That's what you do.
Hey, did you guys see that tweet from, he's like a Lakers, Warriors beat reporter, Mark Medina?
No, I don't know which one you're referring to.
So Mark Medina tweets out during the game, I believe in the fourth quarter of the Rockets game.
Mm-hmm.
And he tweets out, Rockets fans yelling, Draymond, you suck, after he got knocked out cold.
Oh, I did see that.
When Harden got hit in the eye, game two, Warriors fans were respectfully quiet.
Whatever.
Lying ass. Yeah. Mark Medina's been in the business for a while. I don't know why he tweeted. I don't know if he was trolling, but knocked out cold? He wasn't knocked out
first
cold,
all,
yeah. bro.
First That's of all, he wasn't thing. Out cold. Second of all,
it's one thing.
You're
going to
sit here and tell
that.
Me that the fans in Oakland
were respectfully
Oakland.
Quiet.
Get the hell
out of
here
with that nonsense.
But I mean,
bro.
That's the thing, too. If it was one of us tweeting,
I don't believe you.
And we went, Draymond got knocked the hell out. Kind of in slang and funny, we're just like, you know, he took a shot to the dome. But when you're blue check mark verified beat writer for an NBA team and you say some guy got knocked out cold,
he actually knows the game. He does, like, he's been following, like, he's been covering the sport for a while. I don't know why. That's why I'm tempted to believe he was trolling, but from the tone, like, you don't feel like he's trolling. And the fact that he's knocked out cold and Warriors fans were respectfully quiet, man, get out of here.
Well, and here's the thing, too, because Kelly Eco was all over that train, too, last night, talking about the fans shouldn't be doing what they're doing while Draymond's down on the floor, and it's not a good look. But the bottom line is, this wasn't one incident with Draymond either, because look at it. The replays clearly show the following in Game 3, Draymond got him in the face again, and James wasn't having any of it, because if you want to say the first one was an accident... But the second one, you should be overly cautious to not get near his face if you really was an accident, because you still feel bad and you're like, dang, I already got him once. But instead, once he got him and then he was trying to be all, oh, my bad, you're okay. And James like, no, I'm not having all that. Get away from me. So there's a really healthy dose of reasons why Rockets fans should have a lot of disdain for Draymond Green,
yeah.
Period.
I'm sorry. If you're looking for sympathy for Draymond Green, you should go look elsewhere.
And Warriors fans aren't any better, because that's why there's an NBA message prior to every game now. fans, be respectful towards the players and fans. Why? Because there's a problem like that all over the league. So don't tell me Oakland fans are respectfully
just quiet. Look at
Salt Lake City. Are hypocrites. Fans are hypocrites. They talk about, James Harden's always flopping. How many times do you see Seth Curry out there flailing about on a three-point shot? Shut your damn mouth.
Well, he did it a couple times last night, and it wasn't even close.
No.
When I say that, you know, he always looks like he got hit by a sniper from the top of the building, that's why when we talked about the start of this series, these are the two most
flopping an ass
flopping,
team.
Complaining, and I mean, we all saw the
KD elbow. KD elbow, and then he falls to the ground after he elbows Chris Paul.
Now, Chris Paul wasn't exactly innocent either, but those two had been going at it all game, and you're absolutely right.
It got chippy.
It got chippy, and I'm surprised that one didn't get focused on and reviewed.
Do you think that'll be one of those ones where he might get a fine after the fact?
It's possible.
Like they send in the tape and go, look, he legitimately just...
But you know what the league's
going
to do?
He turned around and saw it was Chris Paul and threw the elbow.
League's going to do that under the rug, though. They don't want the publicity on that one because that's just more negativity about a series that's already had plenty of controversy.
But I don't mind all that, though. That's the thing. I really don't mind it because Chris Paul is doing his part to get into Kevin Durant's head. PJ Tucker is doing the same thing. They're going at it with Draymond Green. Like, that's okay. That's good.
I'll tell you what I love that's even better. Nene's punking Draymond every chance he gets. He's giving him a little extra elbow here, a little shoulder there.
It's perfect. And you know what? Love to see that for more than 5 minutes.
Be careful what you've been doing. Karma's a bitch. Draymond's going to get his, and I like it.
Nene's big, too. I don't know. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and speculate as to who would win in a fight, but Nene he's not going to move easily, even for a guy like Draymond.
Let me tell you something. If you recall, they got into it. Was it game one?
Yeah.
And Draymond wanted no part of that smoke. He turned and walked away. Nene basically just walked up to him and tried to go chest to chest. Draymond backed up and walked
didn't
away.
Nene,
he wanted no
Nene
part of that. Go back and look.
Who walked away first?
Draymond.
Oh, I thought you said Nene walked
away.
No.
Nene was trying to fight the dude, and he literally was like, nah.
Is massive.
Dude. I'm walking away from that. He knew better. I mean, come on, man. There's like five or six guys that we just talk about this all the time. But Steven Adams is one of them. Nene is another. Those two maybe not, don't walk away from each other, but most guys are walking away.
Don't sleep on the fact, like I told you in years past, the Rockets just didn't have a guy to do it, that the coaching staff didn't say, hey, feel free to mix it up a little bit with Draymond, or better yet, if it's in close quarters, hey, not trying to hurt your feelings here or not, but if you can get in a fight with Draymond and mix it up and you guys both get tossed, you're a hero because it would help the team. So, all right, we'll continue to roll on. Plenty to go. Just getting started in hour number 2, 3-hour show. It's right here on ESPN 97.5. It is The Usual Suspects.
This is DeAndre Hopkins, wide receiver for the Houston Texans, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go. Knee deep in hour number 2 of the show. It's Barry, Nick, Joel, and The Usual Suspects. You guys being those suspects that are always so loyal to us, participating throughout the shows, and we appreciate you right here on ESPN 97.5. We have exhausted Rockets talk for a while.
I believe so.
So, did you watch the Astros last night?
I watched some of it.
I was flipping back and forth.
Yeah.
I know I started out by not watching it, forgetting they were on, and then seeing Twitter lose their mind because Cole gave up a home run. And I'm like, we just got done talking about this. Like, am I concerned? No. Am I tired of seeing it?
Sure.
Yes. But am I thinking that something needs to be done? No. I don't get what's going on exactly. But again, he got the win last night, settled in, and the positive for me is I love where this offense is at. I don't know if Mexico City just jump-started everybody or what, but Yuli was just awful going into that series.
Yeah.
And he snapped out of it with some big extra base hits. And then you just, everybody else, Springer's dingers are all over the place, and everybody's hitting for power. I love it.
If you're not going to be worried about Jose Altuve, and you shouldn't be.
Right.
then you shouldn't necessarily be worried about a guy like Gerrit Cole. Like, he may never be what he was last year, but I certainly don't think he is Gerrit Cole of the 4.17 ERA that we've seen to this point. Just like I don't think Jose Altuve is going to hit 244 for the year. You worry a little bit if Cole continues to stay up in the zone going forward, and you know you don't want to see a guy give up as many home runs as he has. Well, I'm looking at his 10-game log. There are two games he hasn't given up a home run. And in two of those games, he's given up two.
Now, remember, I was the one on this train with Verlander about giving a home run a game, and he's done it again. But, yeah, and I think I mentioned it on Friday. But, man, I just didn't expect this out of Gerrit Cole, too.
Yeah, I think he's going to be okay, unless there's something physically wrong with him. It's just figuring it out. I mean, he's had, what, 8 starts?
Yeah, something like that.
He's fine. I mean, I'm actually a little more worried about what's wrong with Jose Altuve and why he's only hitting 244. What's crazy is I was looking at his WAR, which is a 0.7. There are 5 Astros with a higher wins above replacement number than Jose Altuve.
See, that's crazy to me because you know what?
It really is. One of them is Robinson Chirinos.
Well, and I was going to go to that. Now, I told you when they made the move, the one positive I would say is from my memory and recollection, he always hit the ball well at Minute Maid. I didn't expect him to get off a start like this.
Yeah, his average is only 269.
I think Charlie might have mentioned it, but I think his last 16 games at Minute Maid, someone did, whether it was on the broadcast or otherwise, but his last 16 games at Minute Maid, he's just ripping the cover off of it.
Yeah.
So good to have him where he belongs. His defense has been good. So as much as we were, you know, questioning what they were going to do at catcher, and especially looking at the machete behind the plate for that god-awful squad in Kansas City last night, Robinson Chirinos has been a nice pickup.
Bregman and Brantley both just tearing it up right now. 1.9 WAR for Bregman, which puts him top 5, I believe, in the AL. And Brantley not far behind with a 1.6. Correa with a 1.5. That's good to see. Springer with a 1.4. There's plenty of offense on this team, and that's without Jose Altuve. Josh Reddick is almost as a 0.6, almost as matching Altuve's output from a WAR perspective. You've got to feel good knowing that eventually Gerrit Cole is going to turn it around. Mm-hmm. You can rely on the bullpen, and Jose Altuve hasn't even got it going yet.
And that's the thing. I mean, and there a lot of the national broadcasts this weekend were talking about it a little bit too. But maybe there is some truth to it. Maybe because he got off to the hot start with the long ball, that he kind of elongated his swing, looking to try and swing for the fences. He's got 9 bombs. We know that it took him forever and a day last year to get to double figures with home runs. Mm-hmm. So maybe that hot start hitting long balls got his swing a little messed up, and he'll figure it out.
Yeah, well, you hope so. I mean, I hope he's not in love with the long ball, but
right. I mean, obviously get off of that train and get back to what you know made you all the money and has everybody thinking about you as a perennial silver slugger and a competitor for the batting title.
Yeah. And Wade Miley just kind of plugging along.
Yep.
2-2, but he's got that 3.20 ERA.
Poor man's Keuchel. And speaking of Dallas, Barry,
uh-huh.
Someone finally got in touch with Dallas Keuchel, and Yahoo Sports did an interview with him where he says he is not settling. He is not taking less. He has told Scott Boris on several occasions that he is going to turn down offers they have received. And if he doesn't get what he perceives to be his value,
man,
which I believe is in the $20 to $25 million a year range is what he's quoting out there, he ain't signing.
He's dumb.
Stupid. He compared himself to Le'Veon Bell.
No, I think somebody else compared him to Le'Veon Bell.
Well, it was in part of the article. I mean, I can try and find it again. But, like, you know, he saw what Bell did and was like, I'm not going to settle. I'm going to do it my way.
Oh, really? Yeah. I thought somebody was saying stop acting like Le'Veon Bell. And he was like, well, Le'Veon Bell stood up for himself, so that's what I'm doing. Well, you're also costing yourself money, too.
And like, it's money you're not going to recoup, right?
Yeah, take a one-year deal. Don't be an idiot.
Evidently, we won't see the station wagon in the neighborhood anymore because the interview was done in Newport Beach, California, overlooking a golf course where evidently he's there now.
What is his career earnings? He can't be hurting for money. That's for sure.
Yeah, you know, and I told you this, that he had he was one of the guys that was the more extravagant spenders on the team. When I had surveyed some of the players about it, they said that who's the guy with all the expensive cars and kind of that champagne appetite, and the way they said Dallas was that guy.
Well, he's made $31 million so far. He'll be all right.
Okay.
I mean, you can only buy so many Jordans. I don't think he's running out on $31 million, $31.7 million.
Right.
So...
He said, you know what?
The Spotrac says his market value is 22.3. So if he's wanting 22 to 25 for 5 years, I guess you're, guess what your market value is whatever the market pays you. I believe Nick said that one day.
Here he goes. He said, when people tweet at me saying, hey, quit being the Le'Veon Bell of baseball, it's a fine line. He said he stood up for himself. He stood up for his well-being, and I'm standing up for myself and my well-being as well. It's principles in both situations. And then he went previous in the article. He said, did I think I'd be sitting here on May 6th talking to you about being unsigned? No. But he also said that's not the reason why he's now going to be rushed to give in. And he says, if the analytics said what I was worth at the start of the year and the numbers that promoted what I had to offer, did they change? Well, but circumstances change.
Yeah. I like that. Well, it was interesting that he stood up for Scott Boras, too.
Yeah.
Saying that he turned down offers that Boras wanted him to take.
Yeah, his quote was, I lead the ship. Scott will give me the information in general. He gives me necessary information for me to take a knowledgeable decision on my future. And if we're up to him, I'd probably be signed at this point. He wants me out there throwing, pitching, and putting up stats that are quality major league stats. I told him no on numerous deals because it's about principle. It's fair market value, and I wasn't getting that.
Hmm.
You may be unemployed all year then, Chief.
Yeah. Hope you like missing out on money.
Yeah, no doubt. Hopefully got coupons at Smoothie King when
somebody
you come back home.
Somebody said, I got offered Yelich for Cole. Should I do it? I have Kluber and Max also, but they haven't produced much so far. Hell yes.
In a heartbeat.
Are you doing fantasy baseball this year?
No. But I would absolutely take Yelich for Cole.
In a heartbeat again.
Cole goes out there once every 5 days. You can find an arm. You can find a guy that's going to get you a 4 ERA.
I screwed up in that prediction.
What?
I was torn between Verlander and Cole for Cy Young when we were doing our predictions. Mm. I took Cole. Mm. That didn't work out so well so far. Let's see if you can turn it around. All right, speaking of turning it around, hey, you want to turn around your energy bills and make sure that you get an electricity plan that is just a fantastic rate and a great plan that's tailor-made for you? Well, check out my friends at Infuse Energy. I made the switch about 2 years ago to Infuse Energy. Got in touch with Josh Pesikoff and his staff. They were fantastic. They listened to exactly what I told them in terms of when we use energy the most, when we use it the least, what our issues were with our previous energy company. And they found a rate and a plan that was tailor-made for us and has done nothing but save us thousands over the bills that we got from our previous company. And they can do the same thing for you. Check out the website at InfuseEnergy.com, or you can call them 844-INFUSE2, 844-463-8732. Right off the top, if you mention ESPN 97.5, you get a $25 bill credit, and they'll go from there. They'll ask you questions. You guys will have a conversation. They'll figure it out for you. And in the process, they're going to be completely honest. That means in the rare occasion someone else can beat their rates, they're going to let you know, because they don't want you to think that they're trying to pull the wool over your eyes to try and just make a sale. They are going to be like a trusted friend. And that means you may not go with them now, but you may go with them then down the road when you think about companies that really have your back. It's affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back and 100% green energy at your fingertips. Check them out. It's InfuseEnergy.com.
Call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
90 in the books, 90 still to go. Second half of the show, it's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5 on a gloomy, rainy, ugly day in the big city.
Good for the yard.
Oh, boy.
I know there's a thing where they talk about the thunder. actually releases nitrogen in the air, which is also good for your yard.
Well, there's a whole lot of nitrogen in the air now because we just got a pretty steady dose of thunder during the break.
Yeah. Well, I farted one time.
Oh, so well, that's part of it.
That's on me. That's my bad.
Okay.
Yeah, it's supposed to bring, like you said, 7-8 days in a row.
Yeah.
Yay.
Yay.
Yeah, I don't have to pay for water. I'm good with that. I am totally good with that. I was looking at team stats for Astros, for baseball in general. The hometown nine are doing pretty damn well. Third in home runs in baseball, not just American League, in baseball. And first in OPS. That's offensively, right? Pitching staff, fourth in ERA. And where did it go? They are 12th in saves.
Fourth in ERA in baseball?
Yep.
I think they're second in the American League, so.
Well, they are, let's see, ERA. They are behind Tampa, Cincinnati, and San Diego, so you are correct.
Okay.
And batting average against? Number one. They are allowing a .208 batting average. So even with some of the struggles that they're seeing, this is a team that's so deep, it's almost like they're too big, too good to fail.
And the good thing that I like is they put themselves in a position for now and later. Because between now and the trade deadline, if something does really continue to weed itself out and show you that it's a glaring need, whether it be an extra bat, a designated hitter, if you believe that first base or catcher is an issue, you know, then you can address it. The farm system continues to load up. And again, it's just every year it's somebody different because, you know, now it's Jordan Alvarez, but we know in the past we've heard about everybody from Derek Fisher to Kyle Tucker to all the pitching prospects. But the good news is whether they show up on a major league roster for you in the near future or they are used as trade bait to go get another player, they're in a great position right now.
Yeah, I wouldn't see them. All right, I shouldn't say wouldn't, but I can't see them hanging on to all of their prospects. I feel like there's going to be another deal made.
And Luno said as much.
They're going to
get
rid of some of these young guys because they're definitely in win now mode.
Which was 100%. Interesting. Luno joined the AT&T broadcast from Mexico, from Monterrey.
Okay.
And one of the things that he said when they were talking about, you know, who's down on the farm that's going to be up soon or could be up soon and what's going on. And he was like, look, whether we bring them up and we bring them up quickly or a little later is one thing. But the other thing is we know that we can use them to acquire other players. And that's where you just go, boom. You can only use so many guys to be able to have people write articles and say nice things about your farm system, and you know that they're potentially there to come up at one point and take over a spot. But if you're trying to win now and with some longevity over a 3 to 5 year window, you've got enough resources or assets, as Daryl doesn't want to call them, but you've got enough talent in the farm system that can draw the kind of player in return that you're looking for, whether it be a Marcus Stroman or a starting pitcher, or maybe you want another bat. I don't know.
Yeah, I was just looking at the 2020 free agents because that's where a lot of this is going to come from. Your 2020 free agents are going to be many of them will be leading candidates to be traded at the deadline because especially teams that are feeling like they're rebuilding. I mean, normally I would have told you Seattle and Edward Encarnacion would be a good option because of the fire sale that they had. But they haven't played all that bad.
And even though that they're tanking right now a little bit, they're still 500, right?
Last I checked, they were...
They're even.
They're three back of the Astros.
Yeah.
So, like, they're not playing awful.
Right.
But they had a big fire sale, and you thought that they would be, but they're not. But I'm looking at some of the free agents. Now, some of these guys aren't going anywhere. I mean, Felix Hernandez, I don't know that you take a gamble on Felix Hernandez at this point. But Strasburg, I don't see the Washington Nationals trading him, even though he's got a player option, but he's a free agent as well. Arrieta isn't going anywhere in Philly. They're going to sign him. They've got the money. Cole Hamels in Chicago, I don't know. Maybe they've fallen out of love with him. But these are just some of the top names as far as salaries go that are what they're currently being paid in 2019. Josh Donaldson, J.D. Martinez, Yu Darvish, Rick Porcello, Encarnacion, like I said. And then, you know, it starts to, like, you'll see Aroldis Chapman on the list. You'll see a Nelson Cruz. So there's going to be some bats. I mean, Garrett Cole's on the list, obviously, because he's going to be a free agent. But there's going to be some names on this list that you can go after that might be pretty good values that, you could sign long-term or at least for the next couple of years.
Yeah, to your point, whether the team and the player actually have the conversation or not, you could get a pretty good clear-cut indication by this time of the season and going forward of, hey, we're going to lose this guy at the end of the year.
But here's the funny thing. So if you're looking at this, now, this is all, of course, excluding injury.
Mm-hmm.
But when you think about what would the Astros go out and trade for, just go around the diamond. Let's just start at first base. Or let's just start at catcher.
Maybe, but probably not.
They might. They might make a move for a catcher. Maybe, but maybe not.
Right.
But first base, they might. They maybe. Might want to add a stick, a guy that could DH as well.
And we mentioned Yuli's not been off to a very good start.
Maybe, maybe not.
Mm-hmm.
Second base?
Nope.
Third base?
Nope.
Shortstop?
Nope.
Left field?
No.
Center field?
No.
Right field?
Not now.
No.
Not the way Reddick's playing. Yeah.
So you what
starting
it comes
pitching.
Yeah, what it comes down to, do you think they're going to add bullpen help? They're probably not going to go pay an arm and a leg for a bullpen guy. They've got a guy top 5 in saves, and they're back into that bullpen. This is a solid bullpen. I think if they add anything, they're going to add arm depth in the rotation, a catcher, or a first baseman.
And here's the
based
thing.
Based on need.
And your bullpen depth increases if you just add someone to your rotation, because the guys in your starting rotation were big-time contributors with low ERAs last year in the bullpen in Peacock and McHugh.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I just think if they're going to look at anything, it's one extra, you know, like you said, DH slash a DH first baseman type or backup catcher.
Yeah.
DH slash one of those two positions. And then, of course, I think the first priority would be just extra starting pitching.
So, catcher, nothing impressive. I mean, you got Russell Martin, Francisco Cervelli. Nothing crazy jumps out off the page. Jason Castro, you're not bringing Jason Castro back.
Unless he can hit against the Astros every night.
If you look at DH, because I feel like that's probably where you got
Nelson
J.D. Martinez.
Cruz only signed a one-year deal?
Uh-huh. J.D. Martinez isn't going anywhere. I don't feel like the Red Sox are letting that dude walk.
And by the way, if the Twins keep playing like they're playing, I don't think
Nelson Cruz
is going
may not
anywhere.
Go anywhere. But you've got Edward Encarnacion with Seattle. You've got Jose Abreu with the White Sox. Now, there's an option that might be worth the investment. Mark Trumbo with Baltimore, Kendrys Morales with Oakland, and Logan Morrison with the Yankees. So, I mean, when you look at that list, if, like you said, if Minnesota keeps winning, Cruz is probably out. But Jose Abreu might be a guy.
He's younger, too, right?
Who's that?
He's definitely younger than Cruz and Encarnacion.
Abreu?
And guys like,
Yeah. He was supposedly going to be part of that. Oh, no, I'm sorry. He's 32.
Okay.
I thought he was 28.
I did. I thought
That's
he was in
bad.
His late 20s as well.
Yeah, so he is a little older, a little longer in the tooth as well. But, I mean, White Sox are already six back. Probably
and they're
not.
Building for the future. They got a lot of youth already
they
with
do.
Moves they've made.
They've got the Indians to contend with in that division and the Twins who are leading the division right now. So Abreu might be a name to keep an eye on for.
Well, and
a
here's
bat.
The other thing to keep in mind too is as they kind of check out the landscape like you were just doing, they also have to keep in mind teams that as they start to see what their whole plan is going to look like a Cleveland, mm-hmm. had the best rotation in baseball, but now Clevinger's out, Kluber's out, and you start looking around going, Cleveland's a team you wouldn't have put it on the list and said, hey, here's a team that's going to be looking for starting pitching. Nope, but now they might be because they still lead the division, yet they have pitching problems.
They don't lead the division, Twins do.
Oh, that's right, the Twins do, sorry. Yeah. But they're still in the race for the division, so that means they're going to be competitive, so they may be kicking the tires because the other thing is Trevor Bauer, he should be a free agent at the end of the year, right?
Right.
So,
wait a minute.
I thought the whole article and everything said that Bauer was free at the end of the year and he was just going to start signing 1 year deals.
It might be. I'd have to go back and look.
Yeah. So, and Bauer's a guy that, of course, the price tag is going to be high because he's already come out and said, I'm not going to sign long term deals elsewhere. And if he's going to be a free agent at the end of the year, you might not have to give up as much. Now, I'm not saying the Astros are going to get Trevor Bauer because I also realized that the locker room peacefulness and camaraderie is big.
He goes through arbitration. He's got his final year of arbitration in 2020.
Okay. So one more
then,
after this.
Yeah, then right. he'll start that. There's some big names on the in the starting pitching market that are going to be free agents in 2020.
And Mad Bum, but I think he's kind of past his prime, obviously, with the
Yeah,
Giants.
I mean, he's only 30, but he looks like he's
wear and tear on the arm, though.
Yeah, you don't know what Cleveland's going to do, and Kluber. But
well, now with a broken arm.
Yeah, but I mean, that's true. I'm just thinking if you're a team out there that could grab Kluber now.
Wait.
Yeah.
Get him right.
But yeah, there's Matt Harvey, Garrett Cole, Rich Hill.
After what I saw at Matt Harvey this weekend.
Rick Porcello, Harvey's.
Hard pass.
Yu Darvish. Yeah, there's some big names. Still some big names out there.
The Dark Knight. He ain't right.
No,
I'll pass.
He is not.
All right. We'll continue to roll on. Something on your mind you want to get off your chest, throw out there for the suspects? 713-780-3776. HRP listener line. You can call, you can text, and you can always reach us via Twitter. It's the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. I see you there. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Rolling through hour number two, 3-hour show, Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. We'll take you till 4. Blitz will take you till 7. The weather outside may be frightful, but hey, ESPN 97.5 delightful all day, all night. So, well, at least
all flash
day.
Flood warning all over the place.
Great. Yeah, somebody texted and said Kingwood High School was already flooding again. I don't know if that's true or not.
Did you see I saw the this weekend too? It started this weekend while you were out of town. That, you know, they had all the damage. The school was closed. They had to get all the kids to go to a second school.
The Kingwood High school flooded?
This was after the hurricane and everything.
Oh, yeah.
So $61 million later. They remodeled the school. Everything's supposed to be top-notch, taken care of. Well, they remodeled the school, but they didn't do anything to combat future floods. Oh, the storm this weekend flooded part of the high school again.
I thought you just build the building higher. What's wrong
with
you people?
Exactly. But they didn't. That's what I'm saying. They just left the shell the same and just threw new carpet and flooring and all that in it.
I don't think you guys know how concrete slabs work.
Oh, hell no.
But
don't even
start. Have you not seen how you can do foundation?
A house, a school? Are you going to raise a school several feet in the air?
No, I'm saying not the entire school. House, I'm saying,
guys,
school,
of all the ideas y'all have had, this is the dumbest.
Look, man.
Raising a school?
If you continue to talk to me this way, I am going to human relations. Because I am not going to put up with this kind of talk.
Oh, I hate the both of you guys.
I take that back. That was the second dumbest thing you guys have said today. Human relations was by far the dumbest thing.
Bitch, learn how to spell.
Learn how to spell? What are you talking about?
Oh, yeah. Left and right. You're misspelling things on Twitter, and you're getting called out, and people are aggravating you. So don't even act like you don't misspell.
Yeah, that's fine, but I know it's not human relations.
No, okay. I know it's...
That's called sex.
Is it mute or moot?
It's moot.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Human relations.
But if you're going to redo the gym, and you know the wood floor is going to warp, raise it up.
You're not raising... I don't think
elevate
you know
the floor. You can elevate the floor.
I don't
floor.
Think you know how floors work.
Barry, have you seen the gyms in this country? Minnesota's one of them. There are several others that are elevated to where you have to step down off of them to get off the court.
Okay, but that's not going to buy you enough if it's flooding several feet inside the high
school.
There's
enough smart people with engineering degrees that can figure this kind of thing out.
Yeah, I don't think you guys... I think you're underestimating how concrete works.
I don't care. I'm not a concrete expert. Who cares?
Obviously. If you think they can just raise a school several feet to avoid flooding, then why don't they just do that with everything in this city?
Being a person who's not...
Let's just raise the city. Why
don't they just call Nolan Ryan and he'll tell you about how to fix that thing?
Being a person who's not an expert, if they can do it on a house, I would just assume they could do it on a school. That's all. That's all. I think it's a fair assumption from someone who doesn't know anything about concrete.
No. It's
so you're the concrete expert? Tell us, how does it work? How do they fix this problem?
Well, usually they have to, you know what they do?
Fertilizer?
No, if you're going to raise if you're going to raise the school, you got to raise the school. And I know you don't know the difference.
Wait a minute now.
Raise and raise.
But you're assuming that
raise
all the buildings
means to
are
tear
connected.
Down, different kind of raise. You raise the school, you tear it down, then you build it back up again. That means you also got to get rid of the existing foundation. It would be starting over.
Well,
Not if the
buildings aren't all one big, if they're not completely attached. Like normally in a lot of campuses,
I can't believe you guys are actually arguing.
The gym is
I can't believe Nick's dumbass would argue with me.
I'm not arguing
at
all.
How are you arguing?
I'm just saying.
And what is saving a wood floor going
to
do?
Well, the gym is normally what gets the most damage done to it. And therefore, if it's separate, a freestanding building away from some of the other buildings or whatever the quote-unquote campus buildings are for the school, You can do something to combat it.
You know what you're going to raise? Those little...
taxes?
Huh? Yeah, they'll raise taxes, that's for sure. But no, you can raise those little temporary buildings that are just basically trailers. You can raise those, but you can't raise those.
I'll take that back, because I've seen some high schools that have those for gym buildings that have gotten hit the recent tornadoes.
No, I'm not talking... I mean, I'm talking about just... It's like a double one. I know. It's like what we did our driver's ed in. And if you were bad, you went to those. Like, were they specific for y'all? Like, all right, all of the, there was like three different categories, and this is going to sound awful, but I'm just reporting the news here, so no one get upset with what I'm about to say. Get offended. But there were like three different types of classes in those. It was either the bad kids that got in trouble, the slow kids.
Wow.
Or the driver's ed kids, which sometimes it was all three. You know, you might have a slow bad kid in a driver's ed class, kid? And they was like, I'm never leaving.
What's a driver's ed kid?
Just kids that took driver's ed at school.
Like a smart kid or a...
No, I'm just saying.
Like, average kid?
Like in those buildings, it was driver's ed. Yeah. It was delinquents.
Or
it
was in the building.
Yeah, in the temporary trailers. It was one of those three. And then sometimes you did have a... slow kid that was bad taking driver's ed, and he never left.
Ours was the wood shop building with a separate classroom in it that was used for driver's ed.
Oh, okay.
Actually, it was like that at my school, too.
Yeah. You had the what?
The driver's ed and the shop class was in a separate building for a while.
Y'all didn't have those little temporary buildings?
No. That's what trailers? I meant. I thought that's what he was referring to.
No, I'm talking about the trailers. It's just a double
wide. Ours was a freestanding building kind of by itself on the other side of the parking lot of the high school, and it had the wood shop. And it had a classroom in it so that you could also have, because the woodshop teacher, coincidentally or not, was also the driver's ed teacher. So was all right there.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
And yeah, now, we had those temporary buildings that you were the T-Shacks is what they called them back in the day.
They were just trailers?
Yeah, they were on blocks separate from the okay.
What were in yours? Was it just regular classes?
Yeah, we had regular classes, but there was like maybe 15, 20 T-Shacks outside the building as well.
Oh.
Were they remodeling the school?
What were in those?
No, it just stays there.
What were in those T-Shacks?
Regular classrooms.
Really?
So they just had... See, class. That's like... I'm telling you, ours were weird. It was where they just sent all the misfits.
Yeah, it was just regular class. I mean, you weren't necessarily singled out as a misfit if you went to class in a T-Shack.
To the trailer?
Yeah.
Woodshop was a different story.
I don't know why they just didn't let FFA go there. They would have felt just at home. They would be like, oh, this is like...
I went to one left. FFA meeting. I signed up when I was in high school.
Too far?
A little bit.
Too soon? My bad.
Too far. I guess I can't make fun of the rednecks taking classes in trailers. That's probably...
It's not nice.
My bad.
It's not nice.
You were saying?
My first FFA meeting that I ever went to, I signed up.
Time out.
Walked up in there.
Time out.
Holy brown spot. Walked right out.
I was about to say, time out. You took FFA? What?
For
5 seconds?
5 minutes?
Yeah. Basically.
That's hilarious.
I went in. It was like, I knew there was like free fajitas that day.
When you walked in, did they yell, get him?
Nick thought FFA was free food, America.
I don't think so. Osama bin Laden, wrong class. And you were like, yes, you are right. You bunch of redneck, hillbilly sons of bitches, and walked out.
Nick said, I signed up for this. I'm not sure what it is. Oh, free fajitas. I get it. It's free food, America class. I'm taking that.
Yeah, it was a disaster. I was so...
It would have been great if they made you raise a pig.
That's why you hate lawn talk so much.
Poor. The teacher did try to get me to do that.
Like, you're going
to
raise this pig and eat it. I can't. I can't. That is not allowed. I am not allowed to do that. I can't take this pig home and raise it.
Nope.
No.
Nick's FBF Fridays were feed, fertilizer.
It reminds me, like, I was... there was a club. Y'all had clubs at your school, right?
Yeah, like, sure. Yeah, car club.
Yeah. Coin chess club. Chess club. You had a coin club?
Absolutely.
Oh, those kids never got beat up.
Yeah, I even went
coin club?
I even went on a coin club convention in Florida.
You were in the coin club?
Yeah. You signed up for everything, didn't you?
Bro, you were in the coin club.
I was applying for schools, man. I had to, you know.
Oh, my God. You could have just listed virgin on your resume. You could have just said, yes, I'm a virgin. You didn't have to prove it by joining the coin club.
Got admitted to the great University of Houston.
Exactly.
The you know, came out
coin
fine.
Club alumni.
Coin club. I was in coin club. I had change in my pocket for the vending machines
you
at lunch.
You two bitches act like y'all weren't part of no club in high school.
I was
going to tell you the story, but I know we got to go to break. But I'll tell you
we'll
about...
We'll wait for it.
Yeah. I joined one club, and it was a disaster. So I'll tell you afterwards. But right now, I want to tell you about GetUpside because I want you people getting cash in your pocket. That's what this is about, man. GetUpside, that's the play. It is the best thing going out there in the App Store, I'm telling you. One, because it's free. Two, because it doesn't cost you anything to actually use it. And three, because it just puts cash in your pocket. That's all it does. That's its sole purpose and reason for being, is to put cash in your pocket, and it does a great job of that. Don't just take my word for it. GetUpside was featured on ABC 13, and I've got tons of listeners that I can show you screenshots of that they've sent me where they got $200 in their account, $190, $80, $15 in their first week. I mean, guys, it works. Clarence said he went to Popeyes 2 days in a row, had $10 in his account or $5, whatever it was, just like that. Super easy to use. Make sure you put in my promo code Barry when you download it, B-A-R-R-Y. I want you to get extra savings on your first fill up because that's why I love GetUpside. It's not just about getting cash back on food. You can get cash back on gas. If someone were to walk up to you and be like, hey, I know you're pumping gas right now, but here's $5. Would you be like, no, thanks? Yeah, you're going to take the money. So that's why you use GetUpside. I don't want you leaving money at the pump. I don't want you leaving money at the dinner table. It's great. It's easy to use. And the cool thing is you can actually get your friends involved. Like, I'm trying to get you guys involved. And if you want to give them a code, you can get extra savings when they get their savings. It's amazing, man. This thing, there's nothing bad about GetUpside that I've found yet. You guys are going to absolutely love it, especially if you love getting cash in your pocket. My family uses it. Nick uses it. AJ uses it. Tons of listeners out there using it. Get on board. It's called GetUpside. It is completely free. Put in promo code Barry. Get that extra savings. Thank me later.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Real talk. Sometimes life throws decisions our way that feel impossible to navigate. That's where a little guidance can make all the difference. At Psychic Source, our trusted psychics go beyond basic predictions. They provide real insight, helping you understand your situation, see your options clearly, and take confident next steps. Your reading is always private and judgment-free, so whether you're facing a crossroads in love, career, or life's bigger questions, you'll get honest, compassionate advice in a safe space. And the best part? Our psychics are available 24/7 by phone, chat, or video, whenever you need them. Plus, we stand by our readings. If you're not satisfied, it's free. Because when you have greater wisdom, you can create a better outcome. Ready to take control of your future? Get a reading for just 83 cents per minute, plus 3 minutes free. Visit PsychicSource.com and use promo code HELLO to get started. Psychic Source. Insight when you need it most.